KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Slight chance for isolated thunderstorms today. Otherwise, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Highs level off around 85. Winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of rain showers tonight. Lows dip down to about 46. Cloudy skies expected. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Right now, 74.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Raina Flores with 13 News. An Ottawa officer is recovering after shots were fired during a Friday night standoff. The Ottawa rescue team tried to serve a warrant at a multi-unit residence near 5th and Locust around 5:30 p.m. Friday. The KBI says a man identified as 33-year-old Zachary Pohl fired shots from inside of the residence, hitting an officer. Investigators say officers did not return fire. Around 9:40 p.m., tactical teams went inside of the apartment. They found Pohl dead from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. The officer suffered serious but non-life-threatening injuries. He is expected to recover. The KBI says no shots were fired by any law enforcement agency during the standoff. Authorities say the investigation will likely take several weeks. I'm Raina Flores with 13 News with your latest headline.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exterior.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Cherie Sample Hughes, Women in Government Board Chair. Alzheimer's disease often starts subtly with a memory slip, lost word, or forgotten appointment. For patients experiencing memory and thinking issues, there are FDA-cleared blood biomarker tests that can help detect the buildup of proteins in the brain that can lead to the symptoms of Alzheimer's disease. That's why early detection and diagnosis are so important. Sharing details about your memory and thinking issues with your doctor can help determine if testing is right for you. Find more at womeningovernment.org.
Soybeans and corn are higher. Cattle and hogs are lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brown Field Market Update. Farming's in your DNA and Stein's as well. Stein offers seed genetics developed by farmers for farmers. Stein has yield. Live life your way with Stein. Soybeans and corn are supported by the strength in crude oil. July beans are up 20.5 at 12.23.5. August is 19.5 higher at 12.16.75. July corn's up 5.75 at 4.85.75. September 6 higher at 4.90.5. Cattle are down with feeders in the lead on this higher moving corn. June live's down 2.15 at 2.50.85. August is 2.42 lower at 2.45.40. August feeders are down 6.37 at 3.65.80. And hogs are lower on technical weakness, with June down 85 at $100.42 and July a dollar lower at 102.37. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update.
Looking to refresh your home? At Ellens of Tipton, you'll find quality flooring, window treatments, and design ideas to fit your style. Serving North Central Kansas for over 50 years, Ellens is a family-owned business built on experience, service, and the latest in home trends. From carpet, luxury vinyl tile, and hardwood to custom graver shades, they'll help bring your vision to life, start to finish. Stop by and chat with Lexi at Ellens of Tipton today or visit ellensoftipton.com.
Central Valley Ag, every operation is more than a business. It's a legacy. That's why Central Valley Ag delivers trusted agronomy, grain marketing, feed solutions, and energy products designed to help farmers and ranchers succeed season after season. From expert seed and crop input recommendations to smart grain marketing backed by local knowledge and global reach, Central Valley Ag helps producers make confident decisions. Add in fuel, feed, fertilizer, crop protection, and precision tools, and it's a full lineup built to support agriculture from the ground up. With locations across Iowa, Kansas, and Nebraska, Central Valley Ag remains committed to the communities it serves. Learn more at cvacoop.com.
A slow start for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs were not reported at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is off to a quiet start, typical for a Monday. Buyers and sellers are busy preparing for the week ahead. Bids and asking prices haven't surfaced. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until at least midweek or later. Last week, business started early and had wide ranges. Dress deals in the north had a full range of $392 to $405, mostly $400, which was $14 higher than the previous week's weighted average basis. Live deals in the south range from $250 to $256, mostly $255 to $256, $9 to $10 higher than the prior week's business. Box beef was sharply higher at midday with solid demand for moderate offerings. Choice up $254 at $391.65. Select was $1.83 higher at $388.88. In Iowa last week, steers weighing less than 700 pounds were $10 to $15 higher. Steers weighing more than 700 pounds were $5 to $10 higher. Heifers weighing less than 600 pounds were $20 higher, and heifers weighing more than 600 pounds were steady to $10 higher. The USDA says demand was mostly good throughout the week. Medium and large one feeder steers, 600 to 641 pounds, brought $444 to $485. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 600 to 646 pounds, brought $372.50 to $423. Cash hog prices were not reported at midday. There were just a handful of negotiated purchases. Supplies of market-ready hogs remain ample, and processors have leverage and are doing business at their pace. Demand remains crucial to the overall price picture. And while there have been some bright spots when it comes to global demand for U.S. pork, there are still long-term concerns that linger about its strength. Summer grilling season is just around the corner, and that could provide an opportunity as pork remains a competitively priced protein in the retail space. The five-day rolling average for bears and gilts at the National Daily Direct is $92.74. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are $2 higher than last week at $64. And pork values are higher at midday, up 35 cents at $97.94. Ribs and butts are both sharply higher. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Number 11 Kansas baseball extended its winning streak to 10 games. The Jayhawks completed their fifth Big 12 series sweep of the season, beating Arizona 4-2 on Friday night, 7-2 on Saturday afternoon, and following it up with an 11-5 victory in the finale on Sunday. The Jayhawks have won 21 of their last 22 games and remain undefeated with a perfect 12-0 record at home in Big 12 play this season. They improved to 37-11 overall this season and 20-4 in the conference. KU is the first Big 12 team with 20 conference wins in back-to-back seasons since Nebraska did it in 2000 and 2001. They currently sit in first place in the Big 12 standings with a four-game lead. K-State was swept by West Virginia over the weekend. They've lost seven straight now, sitting at 26-22 and 9-15 in the Big 12. Wichita State was swept by UTSA. They fall to 10-11 in the American, 26-23 overall, and that's fifth in the conference. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden, brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics.
And now for your Sports Bite.
It was a great day for Beloit track and field team as both the boys and girls at Beloit won the 86th annual Beloit Relays held Friday in Beloit at the Matus Family Sports Complex. Beloit girls had 132 points, Southeast Saline second, 83, Clay Center 58, Riley County 50, Hoisington 48, Ellsworth 45, Chapman 44, Concordia 33, Russell 30, Minneapolis 14, Abilene 11, and Phillipsburg 10. On the boys' side, it was Beloit edging Southeast Saline 87-78. Colesburg was third, 72. Chapman, 70. Minneapolis, 47. Riley County, 46. Hoisington, 44. Concordia, 42. Clay Center, 22. Abilene, 13. Russell, second. Women's Class 1A, 2A. Washington County had Smith Center, 75-73. Also holding off third place, Clifton Clyde, 69. Marion, 68. Bennington, 44.5. Sacred Heart, 42. Osborne, 35. Axtell, 29. Rock Hills, 28.5. Beloit St. John's, 20. Republic County, 17. Tescott, 15. Sylvan Lake, 12. Smoky Valley Homeschool, 10. Lakeside, 7. El Saline, 5. Pike Valley, 5. Lincoln, 3. On the boys' side, it was the Smith Center Redmond winning another track meet. They blasted the 1A, 2A field, winning with 150 points, beating Axtell, 74. Republic County, 58. Beloit St. John's, 47. Clifton Clyde, 42. Washington County, 34. Marion, 31. Lincoln, 28. Osborne, 19. Sylvan, 17. Rock Hills, 16. Bennington, 15. Pike Valley, 12. Sacred Heart, 6. Logan, 4. Smoky Valley Homeschool, 2. El Saline, 2. And Lakeside, 1 point. For all the results from the 86th Annual Beloit Relays, you can go to sunflowerradio.com under sport. The Beloit Trojan baseball team split with the Lions on Friday night. They were on the short end of a 1-0 feat in the first game, but came back strong in the second game on Friday and won 4-3. A walk-off left Beloit on the wrong end of a 1-0 feat to Lions on Friday. The game was tied at 0 in the bottom of the 9th inning when Meyer Anderson singled, scoring 1 run. Both teams were strong on the hill. Lions pitcher struck out 6 while Beloit sat down 1. Joel Rexroth started on the mound for Beloit varsity Trojans. The starting pitcher surrendered 3 hits and 0 runs over 7 and 1/3 innings, striking out 1 and walking 3. Blake Smith stepped on the hill for Lions. The pitcher surrendered 3 hits and 0 runs over 9 innings, striking out 6 and walking 2. Kaden Olson and Brooks Dunston and David DeNuzzo each collected 1 hit for the Trojans. In the second game, it was a hard-fought battle. Beloit beat Lions 4-3 on Friday after taking the lead late in the game. The game was tied at 3 in the top of 5th when Brooks Dunston singled, scoring 1 run. Beloit got on the board in the top of the first inning after Joel Rexroth singled down the left field line. Brooks Dunston walked and Lions committed an error, scoring 1 run. Paxton Fouts stepped on the hill for first for Beloit. The hurler allowed 3 hits and 3 runs, 2 earned, all over 5 innings, striking out 3 and walking 6. Anthony Ventura led things off on the hill for Lions. The righty allowed 5 hits and 4 runs, 3 earned, over 5 innings, striking out 3 and walking 5. Caden Raby tossed 2 innings of 0-run ball for Beloit in relief. The pitcher gave up 1 hit, striking out 1 and walking 1. Brooks Dunston led Beloit with 1 run batted in. The infielder went 1-for-3 on the day. Colton Adolph went 2-for-3 at the plate to lead Beloit. Beloit had patience at the plate, amassing 7 walks for the game. Cannon Olson and Joel Fuller led the team with 2 free passes each. Beloit stole 4 bases in the game. Beloit turned 1 double play in the game. Beloit will play at home tonight on Monday against Republic County in a makeup game.
Goddard Repair is a full-service repair shop and used semi and truck dealer, and their services go beyond the basics. They work on automotive vehicles all the way up to semi-trucks. Their certified technicians will provide you with competitive pricing and comprehensive service. Protect your commodities with ease with our Sherco Sherlocks and Cable Locks. Goddard Repair will keep your farm up and running. They offer several styles of truck beds for all your farm truck needs. Let them install your next truck bed or fifth wheel hitch. Goddard offers B&W trailer hitch sales and installation. Check out Goddard Repair on Highway 24 on the east side of Beloit. Call now at 738-2140 or check out GoddardRepair.com.
Summer starts on the water with Wakanda Boats. If lake days, fishing trips, and family fun are on your list, now is the time to find the perfect boat. Wakanda Boats has great savings right now with up to $10,000 off in stock and ordered pontoons and tritunes. Love to fish? Take advantage of the Lund rebates up to $4,500 on select models. Wakanda Boats also proudly offers military and local hero discounts, plus financing available for up to 180 months. So load up the family, call your fishing buddies, and make this the summer you hit the water in style. Call today or visit WakandaBoats.com. Wakanda Boats, let's get you on the water.
Are you turning 65 this year? Do you have questions about Medicare? We would like to invite you to attend our Medicare Lunch and Learn on Wednesday, May 6th at noon, located at the Guaranty State Bank and Trust Company, 201 South Mill in Beloit. Please RSVP by Monday, May 4th to 785-738-4429. This is a free event and lunch will be provided. That's the Medicare Lunch and Learn, Wednesday, May 6th.
KD Country 94. It's the best country.